Hey everybody, one of my favorite annual events in our industry every year is the E4 Experience, and this year is no exception. So to have a conversation about that show and how the industry is changing throughout 2025, I brought on a couple of my friends who helped run that show, Vish and Dan. Vish, Dan, great to see you. Thanks for coming on the show.
You call Cody's friend.
Look
thank
at
you for inviting us.
Look at this. Well, I'll tell you, you know, E4 for me has been an incredible outlet to not only meet people in the industry, but also get to see products firsthand, right? As someone who lives more in the marketing side of the business, you don't always get to meet the people at the end of the line and see all the products in action. And it's an incredible place, I know, especially for those of us here in DFW, to see that, touch that, get our hands on a lot of products. So I want to ask Vish, I know it's something that strategically you guys have been doing for a long time. Why is it so important to you?
I mean, you're spot on. I mean, first of all, for our own people there, it's incredible to see the things that AV enables in the end industry. And I mean, you've shown us some of the incredible applications just in your office. But for our own people, it's really powerful to see where these products end up and the impact that it has on end users' experiences, whether it's office spaces or concerts and stadiums. So that's probably first of all, for because our people are the ones that are driving the business, the more education and understanding they have. And then for vendors, it gives them incredible reach into the market. The footfall that we get across the four E4s that we do across the year is really powerful, and our vendors are very pleased, and I think we're constantly trying to improve it. And for our customers, similar to our employees, they get to see all of the latest tech and the innovation. The market's moving so fast, it's so difficult to keep up. So I think it's inspiring for all of the audience. It helps them educate and stay up to speed with innovations in the market. So our challenge is to keep moving forward and keep adding more value at those events.
Well, absolutely. And Dan, as someone who comes from the hardware side of the industry, you know how important events like this are, because a lot of the end users, this is the only time they practically will get to get their hands on technology until it shows up on their client's doorstep, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at what's happening in any industry, whether it's a silk tie or technology, the number of manufacturers out there is exploding. So you have a lot more manufacturers to look at now, and each one of those technologies, each one of the manufacturers have a lot more technologies to offer. And you also need to think about the application, because everything we do really starts with how is the end user going to use this technology? How does it benefit from them? Everything we do works backwards from there. How am I going to use it? What type of technology do I need? What kind of software do I need? How do I install this? What type of support do I need? What does it need to be compatible with? And if you look at the E4 and what we do as a distributor, we try to take that, what the manufacturer is doing, and lay all that out to the reseller so they're able to service the end user with the answers to all those questions.
Well, it's interesting, Dan. I'm going to follow up on that. You know, there's such an importance for shows like E4 because there's a natural locality to them, right? Especially for those of us here in the United States, we have nice pockets of places where we do a lot of business, the Chicago's, the New York's, the LA's, the Dallas's, places like that. Obviously, the Orlando's is part of that. But you would be surprised at how often some of those local partners don't have the opportunity to interact with dealer distributor partners, manufacturer partners, because they're in some cases so far down the line that they get to miss that. Why are shows like this so important to even to get to talk to those integrators as a dealer distributor partner?
I appreciate you setting that question up. I'm a technology geek, so and I sit in manufacturer meetings throughout the entire year continuously, right? That's me. Even I walk into the E4s and I will learn things there, because it moves so fast from Infocom to E4 to E4. Every time something's happened, something's different, something's cool, I get excited about it. So it's a great opportunity to learn. And not everybody can make it to Infocom, right? So doing these regionally really increases the breadth of people have access to that information.
Well, Vish, you know, it's incredible to hear Dan's perspective as somebody who sort of comes from the well-established manufacturer part of the industry, but a lot of people are coming into the industry for the first time, asking questions about compliance and standards. And shows like E4 are based around things like education and certification, whether it's CTS accreditation, things like that. Talk to me about the importance of education and why events like E4 are so important to teach people that are newer to the industry.
Yeah, no, you're spot on, Ben. And Dan made a really impressive point about end users. We've seen over the last couple of years, more and more end users come to our E4 shows, especially with their resellers, because the other value it offers is for resellers to partner with their end users. And rather than passing on the education via the reseller, the reseller's opting more to bring some of their end users to the event to really inspire them and educate them about what their end user application and space could look like. So, and going back to your point around education, I think there's two parts of it. One, I had a vendor this morning that's setting up for the Dallas event tell me about there's a piece of tech they're about to show, and they're being really secretive about unveiling it. Because as Dan said, product life cycle is getting really short and everybody has got something new to share. So I think we have a path of education that's through the show floor. And you know, our role in the industry is to enable the vendors get to market. And what better way than to give the vendors floor space and a platform to tell their story in their words. So that's one part of education. Then the second that's really powerful is the CTS accredited education classroom sessions and the training sessions that we have that gets the reseller credits, but also gives our vendor partners and our BDMs a chance to at scale push out the education into the reseller network to enable them and equip them and create value in the channel to keep them up to speed. Because I think everything I'm hearing relatively new to the industry is it's just moving so fast. How do you stay up to speed with all the technologies and innovations that are happening? So I think that's our role, is how do we enable more of that via physical and digital means?
Well, it's interesting because our industry, I would say post-COVID, it was kind of happening anyway, but COVID's a nice natural inflection point. Our industry sort of has become something where we're not our own industry anymore, right? We've assimilated into industries like healthcare and hospitality and retail and all these different places, to where the AV community is not, in a lot of ways, its own sort of nebulous community. We empower and we exist in a lot of other industries. You know, when you come to shows like E4, you see a lot of times for the first time, maybe it's companies like Toyota or Caterpillar that are based in Dallas who maybe were outside of that AV conversation before. Why is it so important to talk to some of those newer verticals, newer applications and use cases as we continue to expand as an industry?
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. I was trying to explain, you know, my part of my full-time job is dad taxi for the kids. And you know, is there, you've got a young daughter, you'll get there where she's asking, what do you do, Dad? And it's much easier now because AV, it's pervading so many different industries. You know, car showrooms very rarely had AV, and it's penetrating every single industry, is striving to deliver more experiences, bring their products and their story to life. And therefore the challenge on us and the vendor is a bit marketing 101. How do we be more relevant, speaking to the right person at the right time? And the more relevant we can be to the industry they're working in, it makes the technology more real for the end application. So it's really important for us as a distributor and our vendor partners to package up the product message and the USPs to be really relevant to the application it's going to end up in.
Well, it's interesting, Dan, and you've seen this change from the world of digital signage all the way to, you know, massive LED walls like the ones behind us and all sorts of different applications on the hardware side. But when you think about sort of that feedback loop from a manufacturer to distributor to, you know, reseller, integrator, you know, to it being installed, there's a lot of hops, right? So there's a lot of people that don't always get the opportunity to seek feedback. Mm-hmm. One of the things I've really loved about working with you guys in the past is that there's an intentional conversation between the end user bringing it back to the manufacturer, right? So you sit in the middle. Why is that so important as we continue to have new people funnel into the industry and new use cases and applications?
Well, if you think about it, you talked about digital signage, right? I started thinking about, you know, 20 years ago, what is the AV industry? And the AV industry really is communication. So it could be same time, same place, right? It could be same time, different place. It could be different places, different times. There's all sorts of ways to communicate, whether it's Caterpillar or, you know, any one of our customers. They're trying to communicate with their customers. They're trying to communicate with their employees. They're trying to communicate with the industry. So really what we want to do is we want to enable that market communication. So we help them. So we're called a distributor, but pick, pack, and ship is just a small part of what we
right.
do. It's the rest of creating a portfolio. We have a team of people that do nothing but look at the market, look at the manufacturers, look at the technologies, and try to find a good, better, best in every one of the technologies, merchandise it so everything's available, have a complete solution, have all the accessories. Our services team, which we launched a few years ago, is doubling year over year, because what we find is that our customers don't always have enough labor, the right specialization of technology. I mean, 6 years ago, you could hire an AV engineer and they could do everything. Now it's so specialized, you need someone to specialize. So between labor shortage, specialization, and then now the customers are spread out all over the country, right? So the geographic distribution makes it really hard too. So if we get a good portfolio, have people on board that are experts in the technologies, train our people on what's going on, do the CTS courses like we are right now, have an AV support staff, When I talk about market enablement, it's not just a marketing moniker, but it's really the core of what we see is our value in the industry.
Oh, there's a lot of questions I can ask from that. I mean, the cool thing that I've always appreciated about the crew over there is that there's been a willingness to have conversations outside of, I don't want to say outside of core competency, but there are things, you know, there's a distributor, right? That's the core business model in a lot of ways. But whether it's education, whether it's product enablement, whether it's local shows like this, you guys have always had a willingness to sort of break that mold a little bit, right? So it's sort of hard in a lot of ways to identify the business, right? But you know, you talked about sort of the services side of things. You talked about the end user being more educated and empowered than ever before. One thing I want to ask about is the role of the integrator partner, right? So we've got these end users who are smarter than they've ever been, and many of them come from technological industries, so think they can install things themselves. They don't always need as much support maybe as they think they do. And that sort of has created a little bit of a challenge for the integrators in a lot of cases, whether they're coming to market with support business models, recurring revenue, things like that. But they're still massively important in the entire sales process. Talk about, you know, post-sale from you guys as a distributor through the integrator to the end user. How important is that integrator relationship still in 2025?
We have a staff of 170 people that talk to customers all day about AV. We have 14,000 customers talking to millions of end users. We can't touch all the end users. It is our job to enable those resellers to support those end users locally. Support means figure out what their business is, how they want to communicate, and then building a solution around the various technologies. And I would say it's actually more difficult now than ever to do that communication because if you just look at like Microsoft Teams is taking over collaboration, right? They went from 500,000 to 1 million to probably maybe 2 million this year. I don't know. They're doubling almost every year, but you have to have compatible microphones,
Yeah.
compatible speakers, compatible displays, compatible interactive, you know, tools. There's more than ever that those end users have a more technically diverse solution and more complex solution that has to have compatibility and education. So the integrators now, I think, are more important than they've ever been.
Well, and Vish, that ends up falling on your plate as a marketer a lot of times, right? Whether it's putting together collateral for products, helping support the hardware partners and integrator partners at the end of the line. You know, I'm curious though, as you see sort of that new blood in the integration community, obviously their appetite for marketing has changed, right? So I would say even 10 years ago, you would see the press releases, spec sheets, but now empowering integrator and reseller partners with content, empowering them with their own marketing collateral is really as important as ever. Can you talk about sort of how that appetite for maybe the marketing side of things has evolved from the integrator standpoint?
Yeah, and just to pick up the question that you asked to Dan about their importance in the channel. If you think about vendor partners, they are spending millions and millions of dollars on R&D, and they're very succinct and articulate in explaining the value proposition, the product they've designed.
Right.
The reason our business, whatever you call it, as distribution, is to add value in market reach. So between us and integrators, like Dan said, there's about 20 million odd end businesses in the market. Fair enough, some of them are probably small, really small businesses, but that's the reach that we provide. So there's a criticality to the vendor partners for us and the integrator playing a really critical role in getting these products that people are developing with a real unique selling point and a real value. The challenge vendor partners have, how do they reach? So I think that's one part that between the integrator and us as the distributor, we collaborate to give them that incredible reach into the market.
Right.
The challenge the other way from a marketing point is that the integrators are faced with the same challenge is they have a real wide reach into the market. But for them to be seen as a real value generator in the market, one of the facets they have to bring is more end user demand creation, speaking to the end user with the right message at the right time to capture demand, generate demand, help with design, help with services, and especially post-service sale. I think that's where we can start creating a lot more value, especially with digital media. And you touched on the age of the average employee, the integrator is coming down, and the age of the average facilities manager or IT manager or the person in charge of AV at the end user is coming down. So they're a lot more digital savvy. They're consuming content in different ways. So our challenge is to keep moving forward on that front and be a progressive partner for the integrator to create demand and provide them the right services, but also for the vendor the other way.
Well, that's a great point. And Dan, I want to ask, right, as somebody who's seen the evolution of what I would call go-to-market strategies, you know, we talk about the world where everything was a spec sheet and then speeds and feeds. And now you're seeing deals being originated through places like TikTok from an integrator that literally is, you know, literally there's a guy down the street who I'm thinking of, a local integrator who every time he does an install in somebody's house, he does luxury residential, he's filming a video about it and he's sharing it on TikTok. And this guy has 15x'd his revenue in 3 years because he's creating content. It's so interesting to see. How has that changed business? I mean, I think that's a good question. How has that totally changed everything that we're doing from a marketing and sales and origination standpoint at the end of the line?
Well, the phrase that became popular a couple of years ago is the attention economy, right? It is very hard to get attention. And most people don't even know what they don't know at this point. That happens every day. I learn all sorts of things about the world around me that I never knew before. So I think that the ability to communicate, we talked about AV is really communication. The ability to communicate about things that are available, technology, functions, installation, compatibility. I mean, there's so much to learn there. I think the ability to communicate in any platform through social media now has really enhanced the awareness of people, if not the knowledge of people. So we have more customers doing AV now than we ever had because there's more people that are aware of, oh, I can do this, or here's how I do that. So we have much more people engaged in that. And I think, I would like to think that overall communication has improved because of that.
I would agree. And it is indicative too, a lot of ways of sort of reverting back to skilled trades, especially here in the US where you see, you know, industries like HVAC and electrical engineering and plumbing finding their way back. The AV community has benefited from that because they get to live in the world of facilities and IT, and a lot of that blue collar style work is attractive to a lot of people. It allows a path for entrepreneurship. And then you get into the AV industry and you fall in love with it, right? So then you start making great relationships and usually end up at a distributor or manufacturer down the line at the end of the day. But it's such a cool career path. And Vish, I want to give you the last word here before we wrap. You know,
oh, big pressure.
Huge pressure. You know, I think I'm not going to let you say AI. I'm going to preface it with that. When you think about 2025, 2026 and the future of our industry, what is going to keep us moving forward? Again, you can't say AI, that's the easy answer, but what are the things that you anticipate, whether it's from a business standpoint for you guys or whether it's just a future of the industry, what are the things that's going to keep us moving forward?
There's probably one big thing, and I won't say the A word, but there is so much progression happening and innovation happening in technology, right? Whether it's a vendor, whether it's marketing automation and the technologies, shall I say, that are around marketing automation, or the services and the value that an integrator needs from their distributor partner. But all of it's enabled by people. And I think our challenge is to become the most inclusive partner in the channel that gets the right people into the roles, that brings innovation, brings new thinking, and allows us to not only stay in line, but ahead of the innovation that's happening in the industry. And that will only happen if we have the very best people in the right roles able to do their very best work while we're here. So we're working quite a lot on inclusion and creating an environment where we can hire the best people, the most disruptive thinkers, the people that come in with the most knowledge of the industry, and we can create an environment where those people can do create new value for integrators, new value for vendors, and keep us ahead of the curve, which I think Almo has always been.
I would agree. I think that's a great place to wrap the conversation. Obviously, you guys are out on tour right now for the E4 experience. How could folks find you and reach out to you if they have any questions?
The easiest way, if it's E4 related, go to our E4 website. If you Google E4 experience, you'll get to it very, very quickly. And if you want to speak to Dan, Dan's pretty famous, so I think you can get him on all channels.
LinkedIn famous,
TikTok,
too. There you
LinkedIn.
Go.
Yeah, Pinterest.
Instagram. I don't know. You don't want to give out your personal cell? I don't know. Awesome. Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for coming on. Have a great rest of the week and a great show. It was so fantastic to have you on.
Thanks for the invitation.
Sam.